Track 11, the elements of need, step number 4, need acknowledgement.
We have now reduced sales resistance by 80%. We're helping the potential clients clarify exactly what it is they want and how much they're willing to invest in it. We've learned valuable information that will point us in the right direction to the best product or service to suit their needs. We're winning them over to letting us help them solve their problem with the great questions we're asking. However, we still may not have a commitment from them that all this information they've provided us proves that they have a real and actual need. They could still be just looking at this point or conducting research. If it's a business-to-business sale, we need to get them to acknowledge there is a true need before we proceed any further. This step of need acknowledgement is different from the first step in the element of need, which was problem identification. In that step, we were just getting a general idea of their need. At this point, we all agree they have a problem. Not just any problem, but the specific one we've deciphered from the questioning process up to this point. We're popping out the end of the funnel we put all the information into with a very clear picture of what they see as the ideal resolution to their challenge. Step number 4 in establishing need is one of the shortest steps in reducing sales resistance, though a critical one. In fact, it is primarily a summary of the preceding 3 steps leading to your prospect agreeing with your assessment of the situation. It can often be handled with just a few sentences. However, don't you dare skip it because it's such a small step. It still counts for 10 degrees of sales resistance. And we'll never achieve our goal of 0 degrees of sales resistance if you leave this step uncompleted. Once you have taken the need steps of problem identification, discovery, and qualifying, executed them properly and in order, this step will provide a vital link and will help you move the sale forward in an appropriate manner. By the way, I hope you're noticing how many times that word appropriate pops up in the steps that follow it. It was taught as the first step in this process because it's so critically important to all the other steps. Now let's review need acknowledgement in an appropriate manner. Here is an example of how it works. So John and Mary, let me see if I understand what you're seeking. You're looking for a half-ton, four-wheel drive pickup truck in the $15,000 range. You want it to be no more than 2 years old and in a dark color, preferably blue or indigo. Is that correct? With an intangible product or service, your need acknowledgement statement might sound like this. John and Mary, if I understand you correctly, you're hoping to retire to Florida in 20 years with enough income to live the same lifestyle you currently have. You'd also like to own a condo here where you'd stay when you return to visit family and friends, and you have an interest in handling long-term health care needs should either of you require it. Does that cover your major concerns? In a business selling situation, your need acknowledgement statement may be something like this. Jim, from what we've discussed so far, the solution you see as being ideal for your current situation would be to find the technology to put your entire sales force online and to have them able to share both statistical information and how they successfully handled certain selling situations. Then to have all of this information provided to you in a simple weekly report so you can determine the strengths and weaknesses of individual team members, as well as the entire team as a whole. Does that pretty much sum up your needs? If you've been applying the other need element steps properly, their answer can't be anything else but yes, that's exactly what we want. If their answer is anything but yes, you've missed something along the way. Now is the time to be absolutely certain that you have all the information they have to share regarding their need. If their answer is not a resounding yes, review the notes you've taken. Go back to asking more questions to clarify what it is that's missing from your synopsis. It could be some small point they forgot to mention that should become blatantly obvious to them once you give your summary review. It could be that the process is now beginning to feel like a closed sale to them, and they'll begin to stall. If you suspect that is what's happening, you may need to reiterate some of the points covered in the trust segment, reinforce the fact that they can trust you and that you're not asking for a decision at this point, just their agreement on what their needs are. It should be a relief to them to finally have a clear picture of their needs, as few people have one when they first make contact with a salesperson. Think about it. How many times have you had someone come into you and say, I have a need for this type of product in this size, that color, this price range, and deliverable by tomorrow? It just doesn't happen all too often in the real world. That's the stuff of salespeople's fantasies. Once you've made a summary statement that covers all the bases, you and your potential customers are in agreement. They acknowledge that they have a need. You're standing on common ground beside them, looking toward the answer together. Their sales resistance is very nearly gone, and they're beginning to look at you as their guide on the journey to resolving their problem. This is a pivotal point in the sale. If the need has been acknowledged and agreed upon, you now have only one more step to take in eliminating sales resistance completely and moving on to the actual selling process.